Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Joe Biden is once again making a political decision, and the Democrats are ignoring it because the Hamas wing of the Democrat Party has taken over. Bottom line, Donald Trump is going to speak outside the courthouse momentarily. We'll bring it to you live. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Do you like that in the news? They go, the hush money case. The hush money case. Hush money. A non-disclosure agreement is literally hush. You got to hush. Hush up. You can't talk about it. And most likely you've signed one in your life at some point or another. You've probably signed something that says you can't talk about this. Hush up. Hush it. Hush up. But it sounds very salacious to say hush money case. Hush money case. The media loves that. They go, hush money case. They love it. But there's a real credibility issue here with Stormy Daniels, a major credibility issue. And this is the problem. So Jacob Sullum, who's the legal guy over at Reason.com, points out that Daniels keeps changing her story. The story keeps changing. And one of the implausible claims illustrates the broader problem that the prosecution faces in trying to establish that Trump committed 34 felonies by disguising the 2017 reimbursement to Cohen's payment to Daniels as legal fees. Even leaving aside this convoluted, legally dubious theory underlying those charges, prosecutors are relying on the testimony of several key witnesses who don't seem to be very trustworthy. Daniels said she decided to go public with her story in early October 2016, when the Washington Post published a 2005 video in which Trump bragged to Access Hollywood host Billy Bush about what he could get away with as a celebrity. You remember that? It's the Access Hollywood tape video. Okay? Everybody knows about that. Prosecutors have emphasized the importance of that recording in understanding why Trump was eager to silence Daniels. His motivation, in turn, they argue, is crucial to the argument that the hush payment was a campaign expenditure, that Cohen therefore made an excessive campaign contribution by fronting the money, and that Trump falsified business records to cover up that crime. The lead prosecutor, the guy who was the number two guy at the Justice Department, said the following, his opening statement. Those were Donald Trump's words in a video that was released 1 month before Election Day. And the impact of that tape on the campaign was immediate and explosive. Prominent allies withdrew their endorsements. They condemned Donald Trump's language. The Republican National Committee even considered whether it was too late to replace their own nominee and find another candidate for the election a month before Election Day. Trump and his campaign staff were deeply concerned that the tape would irreparably damage his viability as a candidate and reduce his standing with female voters in particular. This is what the prosecutor's arguing now. So the next day, when Cohen learned from David Pecker, the CEO of the National Enquirer, that Daniels was pitching her story, Trump was adamant that he did not want the story to come out. Another story about sexual infidelity, especially with a porn star on the heels of the Access Hollywood tape, could have been devastating to his campaign. That's the argument that the prosecutor lays out. Okay? Now, we don't know if it would have been devastating on his campaign. We don't know that. We don't know that. Because a lot of people thought Trump was done when the Access Hollywood tape came out. And he came out and he said it was locker room talk. And he won the election. We don't know if it would have changed people's minds. But that's the crux of the argument here. That's what this entire case rests on, is that theory. That theory that if Stormy Daniels' story came out, everybody would have said, all right, that's it. Between that and the Access Hollywood tape, I'm out. I'm out of the contest. This guy's been married three times. He's been a playboy. He's a billionaire. He's hung around all these fashion shows and model shows and hosted the Miss Universe pageant. And he's been around beautiful women his whole life. He's owned casinos. But that, to me, is a bridge too far. I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. That's the argument. That's the argument that is outlined by the prosecutor here. And you would have said that. Now, that's ridiculous because Hillary Clinton was a horrible human being. Still is a horrible human being. Not was, but is. Still is. She's terrible. And she would have been a disaster as president. She would have got us into World War III. She was a crook and a fraud. And she covered up for her husband, who literally paid hush money to women to silence them when he ran for president. So you still weigh the two and you go, he may not have been the best husband, but is going to do a better job as president. But that's what the entire case rests on, is that. It's that whole thing. So then they decide, the prosecution then decides that what they're going to do is they're going to go heavy into Stormy Daniels' testimony. And that's going to prove to everybody in the jury that this is real, that this really happened. But there's a problem, and here it is. In April of 2018, Stormy Daniels sued Trump for defamation after he called her account of what happened a fraud. A federal judge dismissed that lawsuit on First Amendment grounds that October, and Daniels lost her appeal. She was ultimately ordered to cover more than $600,000 in Trump's legal fees, which she said she would not do. As has been pointed out to you by several prominent people on CNN, of all places, she comes across as an angry, bitter woman who's looking for money, who has this gigantic debt hanging over her that she can't pay. And she comes across looking like a very vindictive person who owes this guy on the stand a lot of money. It's not a good look. It's not a good look for the prosecution. There's also other problems, though, with Stormy Daniels. And it's this. Since going public, the New York Times notes that Daniels has leaned into her Trump-adjacent fame. She sold merchandise, filmed a documentary, sat for high-profile interviews, and written a book that was so tell-all it included detailed descriptions of the former president's genitalia. Daniels' testimony on Tuesday, likewise, was a bit too graphic for Judge Juan Merchan's taste. At one point, he even issued his own objection, interrupting her testimony as she began to describe the sexual position that she and Mr. Trump assumed. During a sidebar discussion, the judge remarked that Daniels' testimony included some things better left unsaid and suggested that Ms. Daniels might have credibility issues. Now, you know, and I know, breaking from the article for a second here, that this judge should have immediately declared a mistrial. His case should be over. But his daughter is making money on the case. I went through that with you yesterday. She's a bundler. She raises money. She's a campaign operative for the Democrats. So she's helped them raise something like $90 million. She gets a vig off that. She's making money. And they're using this trial as a way to raise money for Democrat candidates. So his daughter has got a financial tie here. The judge has a huge conflict in that. So the judge, even though he knows what Ms. Daniels said, has major credibility issues, even suggested it. The judge himself suggesting that Daniels might have credibility issues. Mistrial, case is over, case dismissed. But his daughter would lose out on making money. That's why we're here. Trump's lawyer highlighted what she said and were all kinds of inconsistencies between Daniels' testimony and the account she gave in her 2018 memoir, Full Disclosure. She also suggested that Daniels had invented an encounter in which she said a Trump supporter had threatened her and her baby daughter in a Las Vegas parking lot, noting that Daniels had not told the girl's father about it. More generally, the defense team argues that Daniels has financial and personal reasons to lie about Trump. Cohen paid Daniels in exchange for her agreeing to not publicly spread false claims about President Trump. That's what Todd Blanche, the president's lead defense attorney, said. When Ms. Daniels threatened to go public with her false claim of a sexual encounter with President Trump, it was almost an attempt to extort him. It was sinister, and it was an attempt to try to embarrass President Trump, to embarrass his family. President Trump fought back like he always does and like he's entitled to do to protect his family, his reputation, and his brand, and that is not a crime. Now, let me ask you something, too. I want you to think back to the moment of 2016. This is another reason why Alvin Bragg is out of his freaking mind, and I don't know if anybody else has made this point but me. Do you remember what the polls said back then in October of 2016? That Hillary Clinton had a 99.9% chance of winning the election, basically. There was no way Trump could win. There was no way Trump could win. Hillary Clinton was going to win in an epic landslide. So, you see, Donald Trump at this moment in time has to think about protecting a couple of different things. The prosecution argues he's got to protect his candidacy, but there's legitimate reasons for him to think he's going to lose. He's going to lose the election, and that he's now going to have to go back to his business life and go back to his wife, who's going to hear about all these allegations, and his family, and he's going to have to now be a private, you know, remain a private citizen, not become president of the United States, and have to go on with his life. And didn't want that to come out. I mean, nobody's made this point, but in October of 2016, things were not looking good from the polls. Now, we've since realized that the polls were fugazis, but if you went by those numbers back then, I think that the Real Clear Politics average had Hillary Clinton winning, I think, 657 electoral votes, more than there even are electoral votes. They were just going to start giving her hundreds more extra just because it was just going to be that big of a landslide. Every poll, with the exception of one, showed that she was going to win. So Trump also has to think about his own life. I mean, put yourself in those shoes, right? It's October of 2016. This woman's threatening to come forward. You think you're going to, you think there's a good chance you could lose this election. Now, I can tell you that Donald Trump, in his mind at that time, still believed he had a chance to win. But a lot of people on the campaign had a resignation mindset. They thought they were going to lose. There was a lot of people who thought, what's going to be my next job? What's going to be my next gig? What am I going to do after this? They weren't yet polishing their resumes, but they were nervous. They were nervous. So you got to think about all those things. And that's what Trump's defense attorney has made the point of. It's like, listen, this guy has a business empire he's got to protect as well. That reputation and a family and, you know, his own dignity he's got a right to protect. He has a right to protect all those things. Everybody does. Every single person does. But doesn't this also undercut into Alvin Bragg's theory that this was done to help Donald Trump win the presidency? Because Donald Trump, at that moment in time, had ample reason to try to protect his personal life just as much as his political life. Now, of course, when you look at Daniels and her story changing all the time, you have to think about this. Her story has been devastating to the campaign. That's the argument from the prosecution, but that's doubtful for the same reasons. Voters knew about his alleged adultery, his disregard for sexual consent, and they elected him anyway. They may very well do so again after a jury found him civilly liable for sexual assault. That's the E. Jean Carroll case, which is ridiculous. But they didn't find him liable for sexual assault in that case. That's an error. They did not. They did not find him civilly liable for sexual assault. Found him liable for defamation. There's a very big difference there. Very big difference, okay? But nevertheless, her credibility issues are very, very bad, and so are the credibility issues of a lot of the other people on the stand. In addition to the unsavory details about David Pecker's style of journalism, jurors heard that he and his company avoided federal prosecution by agreeing that the McDougal payoff qualified as an unlawful campaign contribution. So that cast doubts on the characterization and on his testimony that Trump was mainly worried about the election when he arranged the nondisclosure agreement with these women. There's so many problems with this case. But at the heart of it is this notion that says Donald Trump only did this for political reasons and had no other motivations whatsoever to want this story to go away. I mean, let me ask you a question. If a woman was going to come forward and tell a story about you, and you were going to get a headline like this, Stormy Daniels testifies she had detailed talk with Trump about always using condoms before not using one. I should have said earmuffs on that. I don't know if the kids are in the car. But think about that. Would you want a story written about you like that by a person? Whether it was true or false, would you want that written about you? Let's say you are a candidate for president, or you're a CEO of a company. You're a very rich person. This person comes out and writes a book about you, is going to tell everybody all these things about you. And whether it's true or not, do you want that story coming out? Or do you have reasons to protect your reputation? Let's say you had an affair. Let's say you had an affair with a woman and you know, your wife doesn't know about it. And she's going to talk because you're a public figure or you're rich or whatever it is. And you don't want that to come out. And isn't there motivation outside of politics for people to want to keep these kind of things under wraps? Don't people come up with agreements all the time to make sure these things stay under wraps for reasons like this? Let's say Donald Trump never ran for president. Do you think he would want a story written, even if he was a private citizen his whole life, but he was a public figure his whole life? He's got TV shows, he's got his business empire, his golf courses, his name, his brand. The brand has a lot of value. Do you think the guy behind that brand wants a story written with the following headline? Stormy Daniels testifies she had detailed talk with Trump about always using condoms before their condom-free sex. Does a guy like that, does anybody want that story written about them, whether you're running for president or not? The answer to that, of course, is no. Nobody wants that story written about them ever. So there's a lot of motivation for a private citizen to want that story to go away just as much as there is a public figure. I mean, a political candidate. Absolutely there is. Just as much motivation. Trump's name is on buildings. Trump's name is on golf courses. Trump's name is on, steaks, water bottles. I mean, you remember all the different things that I was there that day in Florida when he started bringing all the different Trump products out and started chucking bottles of water at people. Trump water started throwing it out to people. I was there that day. That's the day that the Corey Lewandowski thing happened with what's her name? Michelle. I forget. I was in the room for that and I stayed far away from the cameras so nobody could see me. But I had an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement. That's why I never could talk about certain things. My point is, though, if Trump in 2016 thinks to himself, I may lose this election. Like, the polls show I'm going to lose. This Access Hollywood tape has been terrible for me. Stormy Daniels is going to come out and write it and say all this stuff. I got to go back. I got to protect the Trump brand. I got to protect my business. I got to protect my company. Does he also not have that motivation? The answer is, of course he does. Absolutely he does. Every single person in that situation would be thinking that. If it's me and I'm looking at those polls in 2016, I'm thinking I'm losing this election. I'm thinking there's a very high likelihood I'm going to lose. What do I do next? And how do I now preserve my brand and my marriage? Because I got news for you. Political campaigns can be very stressful on marriages. You're traveling a lot. It's a lot on the family. And then all of a sudden, a bombshell story comes out about an alleged affair and the fact of condom use. You don't really want that now when you're going to go back to your gigantic penthouse at Trump Tower, where you're going to resume your life as the CEO of a company that your name is the brand, that is the value. You don't want that. So there's absolutely as much motivation there for private citizen Donald J. Trump as there is for a public candidate. And in neither case is it illegal. for either a public candidate to want to keep that because he's worried that it could hurt him with the voters, or a private citizen to keep that because he's worried it could hurt his reputation, or in this case, the merger of the two, where they have both things at stake here. It's not illegal. And there's no requirement to tell the voters about these things. There's no requirement under the Constitution. You have to disclose your use of prophylactics. I believe Trump is coming out to speak, so let's get ready to pop that up, guys. I think I'm a few seconds ahead of you here, but good timing for this, as he apparently is getting the court to try to review the gag order. Do we have Trump now? Is he speaking? What's going on
not
here?
Not yet.
No, just no I think talking. They had some audio. Okay. All right. That was me. I called it too early there. I pulled out too early in my monologue. So
okay, Tubin.
All this sex talk, you know. Henry, would you like a story about that? About a woman testified about your condom use?
No, that'd be less than ideal.
You would not want that?
No, that seems pretty humiliating.
Matt DeSanct, traitorous, would you want that story written about you?
I do not.
No.
That would be a pass.
Yeah. Hard pass on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard pass. See, I'm going to go with yes. I'm going to go with I want that story written about me.
And why is that?
Just to be different.
You're zigging when everyone's zagging.
I want to zig while you guys zag. I don't know. Just sounded like a good idea at the time.
You feel obligated to disagree just to make it entertaining.
Yeah, just to give the audience some... should I throw out this to the callers? Would you want that story written about
no,
you?
No, I do not want to screen
855-839-1210. Would you want that story written about you?
I'm sure if you put a poll up on Twitter, it wouldn't be 100%. Somebody would click yes.
Yeah, somebody probably would click yes.
I feel like the majority would click yes. Just because.
They would want the story written about
them. Just to skew the polls here.
Well, that's the thing. You can't, I mean, after 2016, it's hard to believe the polls. So.
Even the Twitter ones.
Right. Even better. Exactly. This is the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Venneri. I'm sure he's going to love tying this in with that. But go see him today for your perfect smile. Dr. Mike Venneri of VenneriaDental.com, VanariaDental.com, VenneriaDental.com. And I got to tell you, I really I got to denounce Jimmy Failla. I have to denounce my friend. I mean, he's my buddy, but I got to denounce him officially for this because he played a game on his show called Horse Face or Horse Race, where he... put a picture of Stormy Daniels and a horse, and he had contestants on the show ask the question, he would name something, whether it was a Stormy Daniels movie or whether it was a horse who won a championship.
That's actually very
That's
funny.
Good.
Horse face or horse race? I find that to be incredibly, incredibly salacious. I denounce you, Jimmy Failla. It's outrageous. It's outrageous.
That's very funny.
I gotta go
horse face
clip.
Or horse race. It's hysterical. It's so funny. I will be on Jimmy's show next week, so I'm looking forward to that. I hope I get it. I won. You know, I won the yellow jacket, so I got to keep my reign. I'm the reigning champ.
Do you think he'll get to compete in horse face or horse race?
I pray. I really do. I hope they bring that back for next week too, because that's awesome.
Better brush up on your horses.
And your Stormy
Daniels. Or your movies, yeah. You better just know one of the two.
Actually, can you grab a little clip of that, Matt? I think it's on his Instagram page. It was very funny. The panel was not as good as the panel that I was on. I would have crushed it.
Of course not.
Obviously, but it was pretty funny. Because the name of these movies and the name of these horses... I mean, it's hard to tell which is which. Trump's team is expected to renew their mistrial motion. And this should be a mistrial. This case should absolutely be a mistrial. No question about it. Because the judge himself, Juan Merchan, who is biased in this case because his daughter's making money, called out Stormy Daniels' credibility. And that this is a joke. This whole case is a joke. This was all about humiliating the former president. And this goes to my point about why you would want to pay somebody to be silent about something like this, because you don't want a story written about your condom use in life. If you whether you're a candidate for president or you're a private citizen, you don't want stuff like this coming out. So that's why you have a motivation to pay. But it's not illegal. It's not illegal to do so. It's not. It's not illegal to pay somebody to not tell a story. It's not illegal to pay them to not tell a story about your alleged condom use. And there's all kinds of motivations here in both the public and private sector for why people would not want that story written about them. Like I said, the only reason why you'd want it written about you, I did think of one reason, would be if you had an endorsement for, say, Trojan or something like that. You know what I mean? In which case, then you'd say, let's say I endorsed that brand. I'd be like, all right, you know, I learned my lesson that one time. And ever since then, I've always been you. That's the one time you'd want that story written about you. Other than that, nobody wants that story written about them, which is why a non-disclosure agreement in that moment is absolutely appropriate. Public sector, private sector, it doesn't matter. It doesn't change that fact. And it doesn't make it illegal in either scenario either. Okay? All right. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and hopefully Trump will speak outside the courthouse. Don't go away.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
My friend Caitlin from the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, just texted me. She has a picture. She got a certificate of appreciation. Federal Bureau of Investigation certificate of appreciation. This is presented to Caitlin for your invaluable contribution to the support of the FBI's Newark Leadership Conference, Cape May, New Jersey. Excellent. That's great. She's helping with the future president's visit to Wildwood on Saturday. The FBI's at the Grand Hotel, staying there now. That's next to her certificate of appreciation. She has Caitlin Mogavero, White House Communications Agency. That's when the Secret Service and a lot of the White House staff stayed at the Grand Hotel back in 2020 when Trump came to Wildwood the first time. So those two are next to each other in her office. I just texted her. I said, you better bring those up to the fifth floor ballroom on June 21st when we do our next live show so everybody can see these. I want everybody to see those. But it's a reminder, Trump's coming to Wildwood this Saturday. Get your tickets, DonaldJTrump.com. Or if you don't want to go to the rally, or you want to do both, we'll be at Mulligan's Shore Bar. Great place to hang out. Great food, great drinks, great people. And that's where we'll be. Trump will be on Kale & Company tomorrow morning. Nick and Dawn interviewing him at 8:30 tomorrow morning. So make sure you tune in for that. Very cool. to see the former president of the United States on the morning show. And we've got Nick Cierci coming on later in the show today, as well as Julie Kelly. So we're firing on all cylinders today, but I wanted to play this clip for you. This is amazing to me, actually. This is really, really amazing. Actually, it's not a clip. It's just a tweet. Okay, it's a tweet. I thought it was audio. Let me read this to you. And this is not a joke. I'm not making this up. This is true. Fatties for Palestine. No, I'm not fat shaming here. That's the name of the group. Fatties for Palestine. Fatties for a free Palestine. There's all these fatties sitting there wearing shirts that say fatties for a free Palestine. This is not a joke. This is real. These are some very large women. Fatties for a free Palestine. Okay? How you don't know how this, we live in the craziest freaking time ever. But these women are very proud of not only their support for Palestine, but also the fact that they're fatties. All right? So they're very proud of both. Very proud of both. Okay.
Why is that real?
Why is that real?
Why? Why is that a thing?
Because sometimes insulin levels, blood sugar, can affect your brain.
I know why. Okay, it can affect your brain. I just don't understand. I don't know why they needed to like separate from the rest of the Palestine crowd.
My guess is that they saw the Palestinian chicken episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm and were like, let's get on that. Let's support that cause.
Great chicken.
There you go. Fatties for a free Palestine. I'm sure Hamas would love them.
I wonder what Biden will do to try to win their vote specifically.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, send them to a Palestinian buffet would be a good way to do it. Number one, no doubt. I've told you that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is not a threat to Donald Trump. He's definitely not a threat to Trump. No question about it, especially not after this. He did an interview with Sage Steele, and this is what he said, his position on abortion. Okay. This is the end of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as a threat to Donald Trump. I don't want to hear anyone else make the claim. I don't want to hear anybody say that this guy could take votes from Trump. It's not going to happen. But he could take votes from Joe Biden with this stance. Cut 13.
So in other words, keeping it as is with Roe versus Wade having been overturned and leaving it up to the states to determine if and when a woman can have an abortion?
No, I wouldn't leave it to the states.
You wouldn't, right.
No, I would.
You would say completely, it's up to the woman.
My belief is we should leave it to the woman. We shouldn't have government involved.
Even if it's full term?
Even if it's full term.
Okay.
Even if it's full term. Okay? That's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So let's stop pretending like he's going to take votes from Trump. He is crazy. His vice presidential candidate is crazy. I mean, that's full Ralph Northam right there. Remember the governor of Virginia who said you make him comfortable? And that full term, okay? Full term. That's what you just heard right there. That guy is going to take votes from Joe Biden in Michigan. Mark my words. And I don't know if Bobby Kennedy is saying this stuff because he is trying to help Trump. I don't know. It's possible. I mean, honestly, it's possible. He may be the best thing for Donald Trump because of the fact of how many people hate Joe Biden because of Israel. How many people are angry at him? Young people in these states, Michigan, Wisconsin, and he's getting on the ballot. He's on the ballot in Ohio now. And he's absolutely going to draw votes from Joe Biden. There's no question in my mind about that. Don't forget something. There's a lot of people on the left who are anti-vax. Now, I'm not saying Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is an anti-vaxxer. He's said he's not. But there are a lot of people. This is one of those issues, the vaccine issue, where the left and the right kind of unite sometimes. And they're distrusting these things. You find lots of pockets of anti-vaxxers as they're known. You know, I know that's really a stereotype. I don't like to use those kind of stereotypes. But in California, for example. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has a lot to offer for Democrat voters who don't like Joe Biden. And he's got a kooky running mate who's a nut. And a lot of these young college kids, you know, they don't think in terms of what it means to vote against Biden as putting Trump in the White House. In their mind, they're voting to send a message. Because at that age, you remember this when you were that age. That age, you're invincible, you're immortal. And in your mind, sending a message is the most important thing you can do in life. More important than anything else. That's why you see these encampments, these hunger strikes, all these things, because that's what that mindset is like at that age. You go, I'm making a statement. I'm making my voice heard. I'm making a stance. So consequences of actions are not something that these, at that age, I mean, a lot of their brains are not even fully developed yet. We know that from science. So for Kennedy takes votes. These college kids in Michigan, now that he's on the ballot there, that's their guy. That's their guy. When Trump wins Michigan, and we break this down the day after Election Day when we're going through all the numbers together, and I break this down, we look at Michigan, we'll see how Kennedy did, and I will tell you it won't be the reason why Biden lost, but it will be proof that the votes went to Kennedy and not Trump. I think Trump's going to win Michigan so big that it's not a factor. I really do. But either way, it'll prove the point that Kennedy is not a threat to Trump in any way, shape, or form. All right, 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in here on everything we are discussing today. You just sent me something. He's not wearing shoes in that clip. Kennedy's not wearing shoes.
No.
And he made the ballot in Oklahoma. Okay, well, you know, fatties for Palestine. It's hot. These chicks are hot. Just
no,
saying.
They aren't.
Are they fat shaming themselves? Damn right they are.
They kind of are.
Kennedy's on the ballot in Utah, Michigan, California, Delaware, and Oklahoma, and has required signatures for New Hampshire, Nevada, Hawaii, North Carolina, Idaho, Nebraska, Iowa, and Ohio. Okay. So of those states, Michigan, North Carolina are the two that hurt him, and Nevada. I'm sorry. So of those states I just mentioned, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, those three states are competitive states. They are states that Biden needs to win. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s presence on the ballot in those states is a very, very, very bad thing for Joe Biden. Mark my words on this. Not wrong about this stuff. Trust me. All right, listen, let me tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. He's a great guy, great friend, and he is the master of dental implants. There's simply no one better than Dr. Mike Veneria when it comes to your smile. Hey, you deserve a beautiful smile. And you know what? We are getting into special occasion season. That's right. All these weddings, and we got weddings, graduations, all kinds of things. Don't you deserve a beautiful smile? Of course you do. So I want you to get that smile with my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him. What are you waiting for? He has two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Bridget was just there. She's getting her caps replaced, and everything they do, every detail is the best. My whole family goes to Dr. Mike. The level of care and expertise is second to none. That's why for 10 years in a row, 10 consecutive years, Dr. Mike Veneria has been recognized as a master of dental implants among his peers because he's just simply that good. So what are you waiting for? VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Trust the guy that my whole family trusts. Mama Zioli discovered him for our family, and now I go to him. Patrick, Claire, and Reagan go to him. My wife goes to him, and you should go to him as well. People love, 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 love the care of Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Some breaking news here. The judge has denied former President Donald Trump's motion to modify the gag order. What he wanted was, he said, okay, now that Stormy Daniels is done with her testimony, I would like to be able to go out there and respond to all the claims that everybody's hearing about now. And the judge is denying Trump the right to do that. Now, he's going to speak soon. This is outrageous. This is outrageous. This woman's been on the stand now for 2 days. saying all these salacious things about Donald Trump. He's the Republican nominee for president, and he's not allowed to respond to any of this. He can't respond in the court of public opinion. Tell me how this trial is not designed to just completely destroy this man. Tell me how this is not designed to completely just destroy him in every single way. You take him off the playing field, and you don't give him the opportunity to respond to everything that Stormy Daniels has been saying? Come on. There's a story about freaking condom use that I had to share that headline with you. There's all kinds of stories about their positions, what they were wearing, conversations, spankings, references to his daughter. All that stuff is out there. And the Republican nominee for president of the United States of America is not allowed to respond to any of them. This is just outrageous. It is outrageous. The judge himself even acknowledged that he didn't want these comments made in his courtroom. This judge is a hack. This judge is bought and paid for by the Democrat Party. This guy is donated to Democrats. The prosecutor in this case worked for Biden's DOJ, was the number two guy there. The other prosecutor in the case gave money to Democrats. And as I told you, the judge's daughter is making money off of this case because she's a fundraiser and she gets a vig off of the money that they raise, and they're using this case to raise money. So now the guy who is running for president of the United States, who has to win over, I keep hearing suburban women, suburban moms, that's the target audience, suburban moms. So now suburban moms get to hear Stormy Daniels' side of the story, but they can't hear his response. Suburban moms in Pennsylvania, for example, can't get to hear the former president come out and say what she just said on the stand was a load of garbage. Let me tell you something. I've never slept with this woman. I've never done these things. This is an absolute. He's not allowed to say those things. He can't go out there and go after Stormy Daniels as the liar that she is, who, you know, I mean, not for nothing, but she's changed her story quite a bit. And not for nothing, she used to get paid to have sex. Hey, look, I'm not knocking it. That's your career choice. It is what it is. But some people find that choice of a vocation to be unseemly. Myself, I'm not a job shamer. I would never job shame anybody. But some people might say that if you're a porn star, you're not exactly of the highest ethical, moral caliber. And if you're a porn star who also owes the guy on the stand $650,000, and you don't have the money to pay it, and you have a real big incentive out there to get people to watch your videos and your movies so you can make more money to help pay that debt that you say you're never going to pay, even though the courts ordered you to pay it, and you've made a career out of this alleged sexual encounter, but you've made a career over a lot of sexual encounters. But the judge won't allow the president of the United States of America, the former president and potentially future president, to go out there and explain to voters his side of the story. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable to me that this is what's happening right now. I know I played this earlier, but it looks like Trump may be coming out side of the court. Well, I see some people out there. Let me play this for you. Matt, this is what I texted you a little bit earlier in the show. What Trump said, this isn't a trial, it's a political witch hunt. You have that clip as we're waiting for him to come out. Yep. Let's take a listen to that. Go ahead.
This isn't a trial that I'm going through in downtown Manhattan. It's a political campaign, a witch hunt, just like the highly conflicted and biased judge Juan Merchan wanted it to be. He wants it to be because he's coordinated, obviously, at least in spirit, with the White House. I'm sure his political friends and allies and crooked Joe Biden in particular will be thrilled that they are getting away with this corrupt, ancient, and highly political attack on his 2024 presidential opponent. That happens to be me. Thank you very much. These eight-year-old stories, which came out prior to the 2016 election, and the voters have already and very loudly spoken, because as you know, they came out before the 2016 election, and I won by a lot. That's the way it is. They have nothing to do with this fake case brought by a crooked Soros-backed New York City DA named Alvin Bragg, and he should not have been allowed to be used. You know, Alvin Bragg never wanted to bring the case because he thought the case was no good. Neither did any other government agency, and just about all of them looked at it. Virtually every legal scholar and expert called this case a sham and disgrace and election interference, something that should have never been allowed to be brought. But we have a corrupt and conflicted judge. We have a corrupt DA. We have a corrupt system in New York, and it's going to have to change. Our country is under siege. It is an insult to American justice, and everybody knows it. And hopefully the appellate division and other appellate judges will stop this travesty, not only here, but with Judge Kaplan and Judge Engoron also. It's an insult to our country, and the whole world is watching. People will not come to New York. Businesses will never come into New York. And many businesses are leaving because of my various cases. They say, we're not going to take a chance on being in that horrible place where they have no justice. So there's a lot of things happening. And all I can say is we need American justice in New York and New York City and state. And if we don't have it, it will be a ghost town. People are leaving, businesses are leaving, and they're leaving fast. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and now the breaking news about the gag order. So he can't go out there and explain his side of the story. He can't come out there and say everything that you just heard from that guy, that woman, is BS. He's not allowed to do that. You talk about a violation of a man's constitutional right to free speech. The government makes an allegation against you. The government of the United States of America makes an allegation against you, in this case, New York, but he's raised it to federal charges, and you're not allowed to speak about it. You're not allowed to respond to what this person said in court about you. Oh, I should also mention to you, Julie Kelly's going to join us a little bit later. She just tweeted out something that Judge Cannon, that's the judge overseeing the classified documents case in Florida, is preparing to unseal non-public defense motions filed by Trump related to the Mar-a-Lago raid. D.C. Judge Beryl Howell ordered that pierced attorney-client privilege in documents case and a prosecutorial abuse motion. So Julie's going to join us at 5:30. There's breaking news around that as well. We got a lot to get to. This is all big stuff. Nick Cierci is going to be here at 5 o'clock, and we are waiting for Trump to speak outside the courthouse. Plus, I got all kinds of other things for you too that are not even political related that I don't even know if I'm gonna have a chance to get to because there's just so much going on. But let me just share with you this real quick, because I wanted to mention Michael Rappaport has unendorsed Biden. Okay. But this is what I understand. Why don't you back Trump? What are you waiting for, man? Cut 16.
Smoking Joe Biden. Cadaver Joe Biden. You know who I am. You know my work. I'm the one who came up with, I'm the one who invented stain Donald Trump. Pig Donald Trump. That's me. That's my work. I didn't ask for a thank you. I didn't ask for an invite to the White House, and everybody and anybody shows up at the White House these days. I did it for the love. I did it for the love because I couldn't stand that. And you dumb old, you have the, you bet old you. You're not sending weapons to Israel during a war while American hostages and hostages from 22 countries are still in that. You're not sending weapons now, you dumb fuck. You, let me tell you something. I never, ever, ever thought I would say this. Okay, but I could promise you this right now. Smoking Joe Biden, cadaver Joe Biden, me, Michael Rappaport, I'm not voting for you. You're not getting my vote. And plenty of us also ain't voting for you, you fuck you. I said it once, and I'll say it again. This is why voting for Donald Trump, pig Donald Trump, is on the table.
Wow. Okay, then. There you go. It's on the table. Well, just vote for him, then. Just do it. Just come out and do it. Why not? What are you afraid of? What are you worried about? All right, let me tell you about Garden State Earthworks. They are there to solve your water problems. Get those water problems resolved the way that I did. Drain the water away once and for all with my friends at Garden State Earthworks, GardenStateEarthworks.com. Now, they're super busy this time of year, but they will make time for you if you tell them that I sent you. 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. That's the number. GardenStateEarthworks.com. If you've got any water issues, all this rain we're getting causing you swales in your property, your swimming pool liner is out of whack, it's damaging your hardscape, getting into your basement, my buddy Lou Vargo will solve that for you. Guaranteed, they drain the water away. 856-848-4444. GardenStateEarthworks.com. Like I said, you don't want to trust a landscape company. You want the experts. There's only one call to make. Call them and tell them I sent you. Garden State Earthworks, 856-848-4444.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.